Robert,
Yes.
I hear you have distinctions.
I do
And
have
I one of
distinctions.
them that I have heard you have is a distinction between the manner of use and the conditions of use. We just had a conversation
About
on
use,
what is
yeah.
use or what is mis. I don't know, use or mis, I'm not sure. But anyway, we just had that conversation. And so you have a couple of distinctions. What is your distinction between manner of use and conditions of use?
Well, hey, it's not my distinction. It's the distinction of the man himself, F. Matthias Alexander. And I don't know where all the quotes are, but I think he broadly speaking identified two types of use. And use, if you remember, is sort of your general manner of doing whatever it is you do, your kind of qualities of posture and movement that you carry into many, if not all, of your activities. Alexander, though, distinguished between manner of use and conditions of use. And to me, reading what he's saying, I think conditions of use is at any given moment is sort of basically how well are you coordinated at that moment. How are things functioning right now? When you're more or less on autopilot. So what's kind of the underlying situation? Whereas manner of use is about how are you directing whatever you've got available to you now. So given your conditions of use, your kind of background situation, how well are you utilizing it? And I've tried to come up with analogies, and I keep coming back to the car driver analogy, which is not perfect. It breaks down at one point, but I think it explains a lot. That you could have a car that doesn't function very well, that's misaligned, brakes aren't working properly, all kinds of problems, and it could be driven by a superb driver. And over time, well, first of all, that superb driver would immediately figure out how to make the best of a bad situation, and also over time would probably take care of some of the structural things. Now, in the case of a car, you take it into a garage. In the case of maybe you discover you need some specific muscle strengthening for optimal functioning, well, you would go ahead and do that, or you would learn some habits of movement that would make a change. But you could change the underlying structure over time. You could change the car, or you could have a car that was in perfect shape, running beautifully, driven by a driver who was terrible, who would very quickly run it into the ground. And so a person could have relatively modest, let's say, conditions of use, but be a superb, be using what they've got really, really well. And that's so the conditions, the manner of use over time conditions the conditions of use, if you like. Now, where the car driver analogy breaks down is because with a car, if you want to fix something like the spark plug's no good, you rip out an old one and put a new one in. Now, there's nothing that works that way for humans, really. Even like a hip replacement, you may just put a new unit there, but there's going to be a long period of adaptation. It's not going to just happen overnight. So but where the car, I think where the car driver analogy really breaks down is that we and our minds and our bodies are really one, and they're not separate like a car and a driver. But I think that the analogy gives you some idea of Alexander's distinction there. Do you want to add to that?
No, Alexander, or except maybe Alexander mentioned conditions of mechanical advantage. Maybe he was talking about conditions of advantage with the car mechanics?
I don't think so. No, I think that's another topic altogether.
Then I don't have anything to add. Okay.
All right, so we'll end this conversation.